hill. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof goes to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
John Beal.
Boardwalk Hardwood Floors annual warehouse sale is this Friday and Saturday at the Crestwood store. Bring your measurements and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year during this two-day sale. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Yacovelli's deliciously succulent prime rib and baked potato special is just $6.99. Tonight only at Yacovelli's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Prime rib with baked potato just $6.99. Tonight only. Dunn Road at Graham and 270.
Online at Yacovelli's.com.
Highest rated segment of this show in the course of a week, 3 hours a day. The single highest rated segment is the Mike Evans segment. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's true. But now it's time for another segment called The Wood Report. And who better to give us all wood than Tina Galpier?
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to start with a poll.
Okay.
Done by Parade Magazine.
Start with this poll.
Okay. It was done by Parade Magazine and Yahoo's OMG. They teamed up to do a pop culture poll. The question was, which celebrity is the most annoying? Number one on the list, Kim Kardashian with 29%. Second was Charlie Sheen with 27%. And then the other top five were Snooki, Donald Trump, and Brad the Bachelor Womack. I guess people are just annoyed.
And I don't watch any of those people. Who was the second?
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, and he's irrelevant now. He's out of the picture.
Right.
So, and I have.
But over the past year, he was quite annoying.
I've never seen the other shows.
And I'm not going to have much on this trial with Conrad Murray because I know Mike Evans is following it. I do have the fact that his 14-year-old son, Prince, is supposed to, he's on the prosecution's list to testify because evidently when Michael stopped breathing, Dr. Murray yelled for him to come in the room to help.
For Prince to come in
the
room?
Yeah. So he, yeah.
Did you hear, they played it on the ABC News, I think today, the recording of Michael Jackson when he was under the influence. He did it on his iPhone or something. Yeah, did you hear that?
I didn't hear. Mm-mm. I read about
it. What was interesting to me about it was not so much that you could, it was almost incoherent, was the depth of his voice. And I've told you before, this guy had two voices.
He had that the one that gets the sympathy from people.
Children of the
world. I would never hurt a child. That voice that he used when he got interviewed by Oprah.
And then he had his other voice that sounded like this. And on that recording, you listen to it. It's Michael Jackson. And I'm thinking, wait a second.
Didn't you hear that, too, on his concert special thing when he was talking to something? Yeah.
No, when he'd be talking with the directors.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to do this.
And he'd forget to
put his little baby voice on. He's kind of a fraud.
That's amazing.
Go ahead, Tina.
I don't know if you've heard of this person. I haven't, but she's R&B singer Vesta Williams.
Nope.
She was best known for her 80s hits, Don't Blow a Good Thing, and Congratulations. She was found dead of a possible drug overdose last week. She was only 53.
Hmm. My wife recorded a song called I'm Not Going to Blow Anything. That was the name of it.
That was right after you got married.
The title.
Yeah, she recorded
like,
it the day after we got married.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Jersey Shore is not going to get a tax break from New Jersey because Governor Chris Christie says the show hurts the state's image. Yesterday, he blocked a $420,000 film credit that was approved by the State Economic Development Authority. He says he's duty-bound to ensure that taxpayers are not footing the bill for a project which does nothing more than perpetuate misconceptions about the state and its citizens.
Couldn't agree with him more.
And then, also from Jersey Shore, Pauly D is coming out with his own line of tanning products.
Woo-hoo. Good deal.
Yeah.
I'm proud to say I've never watched 1 minute of the Jersey Shore.
I know you said you did one time.
I watched one minute.
I did. I watched about 3 minutes.
That's all I could do. What? I just didn't even get it.
I find it entertaining from time to time. Mm.
And then the Nancy Grace story, she's insisting it was not a wardrobe malfunction. She said she had pasties on under her dress. So.
No. Well, sorry.
They were some gigantic pasties.
Yeah. They were areola colored.
Those were pastries.
Yeah. She's had some pastries.
Yeah, shoved in a
Ricky
bra.
Lake and Derek Hoff finished in first place last night. Chaz Bono didn't do real well. He says he had really bad knee pain.
That Derek Hoff, if his parents had really wanted to be cruel, they'd have named him Jack.
Yeah, I heard that Chaz is saying that she's real old or something. But there have been a lot of their older people that and knee
problems.
He has
a lot of weight on
Florence Henderson. Florence Henderson was on there, and so was, who was the old guy? The astronaut.
Cloris Leachman.
But she keeps saying it's because she's old that her knees are bad. Well, yeah, it's all that weight.
And you're right, Cloris Leachman.
Yeah.
No, Cloris.
What is it?
Cloris.
Okay, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations for 2012. Guns N' Roses, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Beastie Boys, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, The Cure, Heart, Eric B. and Rakim, Small Faces, Rufus with Chaka Khan, War, Laura Nero, Donovan, Freddie King, and The Spinners.
Those are all nominated, but they don't all get in,
right? If they get enough votes, they'll be inducted next April.
Who votes for that?
I really don't know.
Don't you think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame should be based on number of hits or records sold or something and not just a voting process?
I don't know, but every other Hall of Fame is a voting process, like Baseball Hall of Fame, Football Hall of Fame.
But to get in the Baseball Hall of Fame, don't you have to have accomplished?
Not necessarily.
You have to be nominated and get enough votes?
They just judge you by your numbers and the writer. It says sports writers vote.
So if they just like you, but you don't have any particular records that you've set?
Kind of like Mark
McGuire.
Oh, I'm
sure some of it's
Pete
political,
Rose.
Okay.
Sly Stone from Sly and the Family Stone. He's living in a van. He has no money.
Down by the river.
Yeah, that's right. I'm living in a van.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Well, it's not that Sly. It's the Sly of Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh.
He admitted he still abuses cocaine and alcohol. And he has money.
Far out.
Paramedics were called to the Warner Brothers lot on Monday to treat Ellen DeGeneres. She was suffering from chest pains, but she appears fine. She even joked about it when she was taping her show, but she just said, you know, it lasted a while. It was like started the night before, so she thought, oh, she'll just get it checked.
Let me tell you something. When nobody's talking about you and you've kind of fizzled for a while, what a great thing to do. And I'm not saying she did it, but I'm saying why couldn't it be that she just sort of fakes it? And look at the attention she's getting. You're the third person I've heard report this. All of a sudden, Ellen DeGeneres gets in the news. I had some chest pains.
That'd be embarrassing, I think.
What would be embarrassing? Having chest pains?
Well, yeah, having that on, that people had to come and check you out and all that stuff.
They like attention. It's all about attention.
And country singer Randy Travis fainted right in the middle of a song Sunday during a benefit in Texas. A spokesperson says that the singer's fine and will continue with his tour. They're saying he was overcome by a combination of dehydration, over-the-counter allergy medications, and caffeine use.
Maybe he was overcome because he looked in the mirror and he realized he looked like Herman Munster.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He's got a Sarah Jessica Parker kind of face.
He does. He's got a weird face.
Yeah. The former L-Word star, Leisha Haley, L-Word is, you know,
who's that?
Lesbian.
Don't know who that is.
She and a girlfriend were kicked off of a Southwest Airlines flight over kissing. They say it was just a harmless little kiss. The airline saying several passengers complained that the behavior was excessive.
Wait a minute. How can you kick somebody off a plane for just a kiss?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe they were just making out.
I've seen heterosexual people on a plane, and it was more disturbing, I bet, than what they did. I mean, just acting like complete morons.
Who's to know? We were not there.
There'll be a lawsuit there.
Jamie Kennedy, he used to date, what's her face, from The Ghost Whisperer.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes. Police were called to his house. He was in a big shouting match with his girlfriend outside. The police came, and they arrested her for being drunk in public at 3 a.m. in the morning. How embarrassing is that? Okay.
You know, you do the same thing my wife does. She always says 3 a.m. in the morning. Well, there is only one 3 a.m., and it's in the morning. She does that, too. And I always tell her, I go, all you have to say is 3 a.m.
Right.
That is in the morning. But I'm picky that way.
It's 3 a.m.
This is why you don't live with me.
Okie dokie. This one you will not understand. You'll think the guy has lost his marbles. It's this Northern Ireland farmer, okay? Rihanna is over there filming a video. She has three concerts going on. So during the video, the farmer's watching. She's out in his field. He says, okay, you can shoot the video here. Okay, so she has on a flannel checkered shirt. She takes that off and her pants off, and she's wearing a Stars and Stripe bikini. And,
yeah.
Okay.
That's a
then
good look.
It goes down to a red bra and a mesh black top.
Yeah. That's a good look.
Well, she finally took the entire top off. He got off his tractor and complained and said she has to wear clothes if she's going to be videotaping.
Well,
on
he's
his
homosexual.
What's wrong
he's
with
a
that
homosexual
guy.
Farmer.
She was going topless in her video?
What
they
guy?
Said she took
Hang
her,
on.
Yes.
What guy who's a farmer would go, all right, that's it. She uh-uh. took her top off. Get off my property.
I don't know.
Nobody.
I'd have my binoculars.
Probably
though.
A racist.
He's gay.
Yeah.
Gay racist.
Yeah.
Vogue editor, I guess it's Anna Wintour. She's been trying really hard to get Kate Middleton on the cover of Vogue, but the Palace says, nope, no way, she's not going to be posing for Vogue.
Does the Palace have to make the decision for her? Is that your
life? I don't
life?
Think they make it for her, but I think they suggest.
Strongly suggest.
Yes, strongly suggest otherwise.
I'll bet that's what that's like to be in that
oh my
royal
oh,
yeah. family. You know, they look down their noses at you if you do anything they don't approve. I could never live there.
Well, I think that's kind of what happened with Diana, don't you?
Sure
that
it
she
is.
Kind of did things that they strongly suggested.
Yeah. And you know who really broke all the rules is that Fergie. Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh man,
yeah.
She was great.
Okay, this is sad news. After ending their six-month engagement in July and then they got back together, Kat Von D and Jesse James have called it quits.
Oh, no.
So sad, I must say.
No.
It is sad.
I wanted them to make it. And did you hear the Kim Kardashian? I don't watch the show, but I know there was a big wedding or something, and that thing is already looks like it's in trouble.
Well,
really?
I told my wife, I said, those two won't be married a year.
And all the money those people donated
oh, it's a huge
to the wedding.
Well, she didn't wear her wedding ring or her engagement ring to the gym. She says she never takes... I mean, we're talking... how much was it? Bazillion-dollar rings? And, you know, I wouldn't take them to a gym either. She says, just watch. It's going to be in the news that I didn't wear my ring.
I read one of those Hollywood Report stories in the last 24 hours, and the reporter said that a close friend had said she said to her mother this wedding was a mistake and that she only went through with it because of the television and the money that was involved, and she put on a smiling face and you know, went through it because of that, but she knew it was a mistake. Of course it was a mistake.
Lily Collins, she's an actress and the daughter of Phil Collins. She was dating actor Taylor Lautner. They starred together in Abduction. Now they've split up.
No.
Gosh.
Nadia Sulman's trying
I
to sell her house.
I wanted them to make it.
Yeah.
I really wanted them to make it.
Nadia Sulman, the Octomom, trying to sell her house. It's a 2,500-square-foot home. She's trying to get $525,000. If you look online, there's pictures. And there's holes in the walls, there's drawings
yeah.
on the walls.
14 kids will do that.
I can't imagine what that house has to look like inside.
She's calling it, what is she calling it?
A
celebrity home complete with artificial turf in the backyard and a desirable cul-de-sac location.
Yeah,
artificial
if that's all
turf.
You can say about it,
yeah.
Here's what that translates to. Carpet stained from baby poop.
Kate Winslet's dating Richard Branson's nephew, Ned Smith. Ned Abel Smith, also known as Ned Rock and Roll. He changed his name to Ned Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. They have money. I looked him up. Richard
oh, no
Branson,
kidding. Yeah.
English business mogul, best known for Virgin Group. 400 companies, including Virgin Records and Virgin Atlantic Airways.
Yeah, no, he's got tons of money. He's a multi-billionaire.
And remember the question yesterday about the person collecting art, Jennifer Aniston? She just spent $450,000 on a painting. The money was going to Artists for Haiti, an auction to help raise money for education in Haiti. I saw the picture of the painting. I didn't understand it at all.
She didn't understand it either.
You saw the picture?
No, I don't have to.
Oh.
These rich people, they won't admit that they look at a painting by Picasso or something, and they have no idea what they're looking at, and they don't even like it. They won't admit
it. It looks like a bunch of typed out words that were smeared or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're not going to do that story. Sean Penn evidently went down to Venezuela and talked to President Chavez
about time.
To try and get those hikers out of Iran last week.
It's about time.
So now they're saying he was part of the reason that they were like.
Why would he talk to Chavez about the
he's
hikers
like buddies
in Iran?
With him. He goes down there and discusses.
No, I know, but
Chavez is going to
because he's Chavez's buddies with Ahmadinejad. And he thought
if
he
I were Sean Penn, I would name my kids Bic, Ballpoint, and Pig.
Yeah.
Pig.
This is sad news.
Here,
rapper
pig.
Petey Pablo has been sentenced to 35 months in federal prison. He tried to take a loaded, stolen handgun through a North Carolina airport last week.
Who's Petey Pablo?
Or last year. He had hits like Freak-a-Leak and Raise Up.
I can't believe I didn't recognize his name.
Yeah. Oh, Freak-a-Leak.
Petey Pablo.
And this is Mel Gibson is paying Oksana's, you know, his ex-girlfriend, her son, $100,000 in a guarantee that he won't sue the actor. Evidently, this 14-year-old boy was terrorized when there was a big fight at the home between Oksana and Mel, and he wanted $500,000, but he got $100,000.
Hmm.
I know. And Jennifer Hudson, she lost 80 pounds. She's going to open up a Weight Watchers center in Chicago.
I saw her. They showed her on TV today.
So
wow.
Good. She's so pretty.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And part of the money that's raised through that is going to go to a foundation in memory of her late nephew, who was shot and killed in October of 2008, along with her mother and brother. All righty then. And I think somebody told us this yesterday. Who told? Oh, it was Jose. The 9-disc set of Star Wars, The Complete Saga. Now the highest-selling Blu-ray title ever. At the movies, it was The Lion King. 3D was number one with 21.9 million. That's not the right lion.
Wrong lion.
Oh.
Moneyball was number two with 19.5 million. And Dolphin Tale was number three with 19.1 million. And the birthdays for today, Avril Lavigne is 27.
Anybody here seen Dolphin Tale?
No.
No, but I wanted to.
My wife wants to
really?
See that. I just I can't
too.
Get interested in it.
No.
It's like I already know.
Yeah, but it's a
he's missing his
thing.
Tail. They made a tail. Now he has a tail. Mm. The end.
He made a tail.
And the they tail. Made an artificial tail.
Yeah.
And he swam off. The end. Yeah. Thank you, Dan.
Flipper. Flipper.
Faster than lightning.
Oh, my
no
goodness.
No one you see is smarter than
he.
I've never watched Flipper. I've never
really?
Seen Flipper.
No
never.
Way, with Sandy
no.
and
never.
Bud?
Yes, it was
I've
always,
never seen one episode.
It's like a Lassie with the dolphin.
Yeah, because it was like Flipper'd come on, and he'd go, what? 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 Sandy's
Timmy's
caught in a
stuck in the well?
He's caught in a coral reef.
You know what, though? Every animal show, you're right. It all it is Lassie.
Yeah.
Think
yeah,
about the horse you. Shows. Fury, Flicka, My Friend. The horse. What, bud? What? Okay, let's go. It's the same deal. Lassie barks. He's in the well.
Yeah.
Let's go. And the Flipper. What? What, boy?
He's caught in a coral reef.
Same show.
Let's go.
Like somebody else.
The same premise.
He's all like Beavis and Butthead instead of Flipper. Okay. Avril Lavigne is 27 today. Rapper Lil Wayne is 29. Your favorite Gwyneth Paltrow is 39.
Mm, no thanks.
John Cassidy is 53. He seems older.
He looks
yeah,
every
he
bit
does.
Of it.
Yeah. Meatloaf is 64. And this lady I thought was dead is alive, evidently. Jane Meadows is 91.
Wow.
And that is
Jane
the Wood
Meadows.
Woodward.
Yeah.
Woo.
She covered it all. She covered it all. Another Wood Report next Wednesday. She has a week to put it together. Don't miss it. Call your friends. My credit rating has gone down. I'm so upset by this. I had a credit rating of 850.
It's like the highest you can get.
It's gone down to 769. I got a thing in the mail, and it said, here's your credit report, because I had done some stuff and to get in. I'm not going to get into it, but they had to run a credit report. I get a copy of it in the mail. 769. What the heck?
That's probably
I got to go look through it and find out what it is in there that's the hang-up. Because I know recently I had somebody call me and they said, you know, we have, before we go through with this process, we see here where you have, and they named a car that I don't have and I haven't had for 4 or 5 months. It was a lease and I turned it in. I said, no. They said, we have an outstanding payment to do. I said, no, that car's gone. The car's turned in. So they went back and they checked.
That whole system is.
It's horrible.
I've heard just somebody running your credit lowers your score.
Yes, if it's a hard look.
Get this. Wait till you hear this. 2 days ago, day before yesterday, I'm on the phone with an attorney. And he proceeds to tell me about a client of his who paid off his third. This is a true story in St. Louis. He had a 30-year mortgage. He paid it off in 7 years. Completely paid off. 3 years after he has paid off his home because of some errors, human screw-ups in the bank, he gets a notice that his house is going to be foreclosed on.
Oh.
They foreclosed on his house and kicked him out of his own house that he had paid off. So obviously he can't understand. So the end of the story is this attorney wins the case. They prove that he had paid the home off and that some massive screw-ups were, and he gets compensated. In other words, he got back punitive damages and whatever. It was an easy case apparently to win. Now, how does that happen? How do you pay your house off and 3 years later they foreclose on your house? That's the kind of incompetent crap.
I had
that drives people crazy.
Mortgage company. It was 2 or 3 years ago that paid my personal property tax three times.
Three
times,
and then they wanted
then
you
I was
to
short
pay them
of
back.
Money, and yeah, they said I owed money. I it took me 3 months until finally someone said
never,
we found the mistake. It was here.
None of this stuff ever gets fixed with a phone call. It's always this time consuming, multiple calls, papers back and forth. It'd be great if you could just go, oh, you know what? You made a mistake.
Nobody wants to admit it, though.
No.
That was the problem.
No.
Nobody
That's
would
exactly
fess up
problem.
That they it was in their department.
It was the it's the phone call that you get when they say, excuse me, sir, you are 6 months late on your mortgage. No, I'm not. They did that with me. They screwed my whole escrow account up. And then they said, you're 6 months late on your mortgage. I'm like, no, we're not. We've been paying. So we had to go prove that we've paid all along. And then had to get that whole escrow thing straightened out.
I have a better one. 10 years ago, I have a company say, we show here that you have an unpaid mortgage of $75,000. It was a house that we lived in St. Charles that we had been out of for 15 years.
Oh.
I said, not only is it not an unpaid mortgage, that house was sold 15 years ago, and somebody forgot to file something, and they still showed it as an outstanding debt, unpaid debt of $75,000. The world, I tell you.
Crazy.
It's crazy, Dan. American Equity Mortgage. Here's a place that I would love to go on and say has never made a mistake with anything they've ever done. I doubt that. They probably made a mistake here and there. When you employ as many people as they do in as many cities as they do, things are going to happen. But I will tell you this, in the last 20 years or so, they have made a name for themselves and have become the gold standard, the mortgage company that all these other mortgage companies want to copy. They want to copy them even down to the phone number. They get a number as similar as they can, so people will think, maybe, that they're doing business with American Equity Mortgage. You're not, unless you go to this website, AmericanEquity.com, or unless you call this number, 314-878-9999. It has been about 50 years, no, 60 years, since this country saw the mortgage rates that we're looking at now. Rates in the threes. Rates that are so low that people who had 30-year mortgages are flipping them into 15-year mortgages, and their payments aren't changing. Because they were doing 6% loans, they go in, they redo it at a much lower rate. Same payment, house paid off in half the time. Worth taking a look at. And it's always worth getting your credit cards paid off. It's called bill consolidation. They'd be happy to help you with that, too. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
Traffic is sponsored by John Bale Roofing, and Tim Weiland has your golden Oaklandian airborne traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. We've got a crash. It's on northbound 141 at Graboid Bluff that has the two right lanes blocked. It's involving a motorhome. I believe they hit some debris or something like that, and we've got a little incident there. Now, they've cleared an earlier accident that was at westbound 70 at Highway 79. That had a lane blocked. It's all open. Traffic is backed up, though, approaching Cave Springs. Downtown, the only real slowdown you had is on eastbound 4064, and that was right at Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report, it is brought to you by ReadingGlasses.com. What the Internet did for buying books, it now does for reading glasses. ReadingGlasses.com has the largest selection of reading glasses on the planet and free shipping both ways. ReadingGlasses.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, Timothy Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
When we flipped the switch a while ago and we could hear you, but the listeners couldn't hear, you were off the air, but we heard you. Were you singing the Bee Gees song? I started a joke.
No, I was doing a recitation of it.
Okay, either way, do you get that song? Because I never did get it. I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. What does that mean?
But I didn't see that the joke was on me.
I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing.
Who knows?
What the heck does it mean?
What the heck does I Am the Walrus mean with the Beatles?
Cuckoo-choo.
Yeah, cuckoo-choo.
I think Tim should sing his part of it.
No, no, thank you.
Come on, Tim.
No.
Why sometimes are you Timothy Weiland and other times you're Tim Weiland?
Or Timmy.
Just to shake it up?
Just to shake it up, I guess. Okay. Farmer Dave calls me different things, which sometimes they're on the air or okay, and off the air they're not, but, right. You know.
All right, man.
Just something to be different.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
I started a joke, which started the whole world crying. I didn't see the joke was on me.
I was in that movie, The Fighter.
What movie?
When they called The Fighter.
Was that in that movie?
Yes. Remember, his mom was all mad at him?
Good movie.
And he started singing it.
We have to take a break. Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, gang. JC here. Trish and I are taking the showgram to the grand opening of the all-new Lester's in the Central West End this Friday.
This new location features all that Lester's is famous for.
Their food, generous portions made from scratch.
Their flat-screen TVs are everywhere, including on their spectacular garden patio.
And while Trish and I are there from noon till 3, Lester's will have $5 pounds of wings at all three locations.
So be sure to join us live from noon till 3.
At the all-new Lester's, 4651 Maryland, in the Central West End this Friday
on KTRS.
Successful business owners know that even in a challenging economy, there are still opportunities. Commerce Bank has been helping businesses grow through tough times for 146 years. We know that it's in times like these that our customers develop some of their biggest ideas and best prospects, and Commerce is here to help. We deliver the right products, experience, and advice to meet your particular business needs, combined with a high level of personal service. And our financial strength and stability means we have money to lend, even when others may not. So if you're looking for a low-fee loan program to build, expand, finance new equipment, or even buy out a competitor, or if you just need help improving your cash flow and your bottom line, give us a call. Because commerce means business. Commerce Bank. Member FDIC.
If you're looking to keep your house updated, you're supposed to reinvest in your house every 10 years. Is it time to reinvest for a new kitchen or a new bath? Make sure you call Callier and Thompson. Callier & Thompson has been synonymous with quality here in St. Louis since 1955, and you might have heard the name and you might think to yourself, whoa, they're a little bit too rich for my blood. Don't think that. At Callier & Thompson, yes, they do quality remodels, but they also stay within your budget. Whether it's high-end or middle-end, whatever it is, Callier & Thompson will stay within your budget. 55 years of experience bringing you the latest in terms of styles, in terms of features, in terms of new kitchens and new baths. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. Or check out their showroom. It's on Manchester, just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's. You want quality kitchen and bath remodeling? You want Callier & Thompson and CallierandThompson.com.
Investors, did you know that people are coming from all over the nation to buy and sell real estate in your area? People are flipping houses and making money just down your street. Learn how to flip a house and put $5,000 to $15,000 in your pocket over the next 30 days. Call now, 800-276-1091 to reserve your seat in this class with two convenient dates in the St. Louis area. Spend one day with us and learn how to get in, get out, and get paid. We at the Enlightened Wealth Institute will teach you how to buy, hold, and sell investment properties with no money, no credit, and no risk. This seminar is worth thousands of dollars, but free to the first 30 people to call. You risk nothing, but have everything to gain. This intensive one-day real estate class is coming to St. Louis on September 28th and 29th. Call 800-276-1091 to secure your seat. Change your life with this free seminar and learn how to flip a home in 30 days. Call 800-276-1091. You don't want to miss this.
Hi, it's Trish Gazelle for True Clean Carpet. Here's the phone number, 314-427-9500, or their website, truecleancarpet.com. What sets True Clean Carpet apart is they don't use soaps or detergents. They use a total green solution that lets carpet stay cleaner longer. The soaps and detergents used by the others actually stay behind, leave a residue, and attract more dirt to your carpets. In turn, your carpeting gets dirtier quicker. We don't want that. We want to do it right the first time with True Clean Carpet. They guarantee guarantee the results. And right now, they have a four-area cleaning special for just $139. I was shocked at how affordable it really was to have your carpets cleaned. You can go on their website and check out customer reviews at TrueCleanCarpet.com, or again, call them at 314-427-9500. They are the best in St. Louis, voted number one by St. Louis Home Magazine, and they received the coveted Angie's List Super Service Award for the past 3 years. Call them today and tell them Trish sent you at 314-427-9500. That's 427-9500.
It's amazing what Southwest Airline pilots get to see from 35,000 feet, like a new destination to Milwaukee. Now at Southwest Airlines, you can enjoy new nonstop flights from St. Louis to Milwaukee. Find Southwest fares online, only at southwest.com.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. This month, we'll be answering all of your email questions about Social Security. You could submit your questions at our website, americaswealthmanagementshow.com. Don't be fooled into thinking the Social Security Administration can give you retirement advice about one of your most valuable assets. They can't. Visit americaswealthmanagementshow.com to ask your question and listen to the answer on America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 3 on 550 KTRS.
Some prefer cremation, and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
Hit the B Square!
It is Tuesday. And since we're talking about CDs and DVDs, I want to thank Liz, because Liz sent me three CDs. She burned them for me, of Raul Malo, who was the lead singer for the Mavericks. And I'm going to tell you something. This guy, I'm the newest fan of Raul Malo, and if he came to town tomorrow, I'd be there. So thank you, Liz. As far as other CDs released today and DVDs, that's why this guy is here, and he's brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. You know they make a great vacuum cleaner, but did you know they have a lot of other products that will keep your home looking great? Check them out. Stop in, tell me your name in the PM, and say thank you for bringing us Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
How are you, Joe?
Great, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I like this Tuesday thing because even though you spit out a lot of stuff that I don't even know what you're talking about, you usually hit on one thing that I go, ooh, I'm going to have to get that.
There's always that one diamond.
I'm waiting for that one.
Diamond in the rough.
That
right?
One thing, yeah.
I'm not sure if we've got that one thing today.
Well, we'll see.
We will see. And I am still waiting, by the way, a long time ago. I said, hey, Frank, you throw me maybe three bands or groups or artists or singers that you really dig, and based on those three, I will make you the ultimate hip mix CD. Still waiting for those three artists. Okay. And when I get them,
I forgot about that.
I will blow your mind.
Okay,
good stuff. All right, so on the CD or music or whatever you want to call end of things on the music end, we have a couple of new releases. Blink 182 have an album called Neighborhoods out and available today. The soundtrack to the soon to be released monstrosity, which means I'm not a big fan of the idea, remake of Footloose. The soundtrack to the remake of Footloose is available today.
I can't get into the new Footloose.
I see
Kevin Bacon. That's Footloose to me.
Well, yeah, in the trailer, it's a bunch of kids doing, it looks like, you know what, it looks like one of those trailers for, like, Step Up to the Streets. It looks like no different kind of dance movie that exists nowadays. It's just kind of sad. And I thought, that, you know what, I still kind of like the Kevin Bacon Footloose movie.
I think it's
kind of fun. It's cool. And I dig the outfit, man, the maroon tux. I'm down. Leanne Rimes, new album called Lady and Gentlemen. Okay, Lady and Gentlemen, new album, Leanne Rimes, maybe worth your dime, maybe worth your thing. Switchfoot has got an album called Vice Versus. Sebastian Bach, anybody know the name of the band he used to sing for?
Come
on.
Warrant?
No.
The Beatles?
No. It's one of those 80s hair bands. I can't.
Skid Row.
That's right.
Skid Row, Sebastian Bach.
Yeah,
I know.
That's
so
it.
Close, man. Got a new album called Kicking and Screaming out, available today. If you want to get down with some old school rap, Coolio has the Greatest Hits and Remixes album available today. So you get all the greatest hits and remixes of the same three songs. Great White. Great White started out as a Led Zeppelin tribute band. And if you go all the way back to the origins of that group, you can really hear lead singer channeling a little bit of Robert Plant. Old school Great White, good stuff. And you can appreciate the essential Great White, which is now finally available out on CD. One album release today, I believe, outshines all the others. That would be the 20th anniversary edition of Nirvana's album, Nevermind. This featured the song Heard Round the World. That one song, within 10 seconds, changed music forever. That is my opinion, and a lot of people would back that up. Smells Like Teen Spirit, that one song. Those first 10 seconds changed the landscape of music. Groups like Skid Row were gone. All the hair metal, all the spandex, all the hairspray, dead. So Nevermind is now being released as a 20th anniversary edition. It's got tons of bonus tracks. It's got, you know, demo versions. So if you're a huge fan, yes, it's remastered. Sounds great. And you get to hear the origins, the first takes of those songs on that very, very iconic album. That's the album with the Naked Baby. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Barely.
Yeah, it was kind of a really big deal. Naked Baby, you could see, you know, the weenus was right there, and it was chasing the dollar bill, and it was kind of weird. And I always felt like I always felt bizarre, because friends of mine, back then, man, 91, 92, they would have a poster of the album in their room, and it always just weirded me out. Because yeah. It was a Naked Baby, like a full-on Naked Baby, and they sold posters and T-shirts. You will still, in any shopping mall in America, see a kid walking around, I mean like a teenager, with that Nevermind T-shirt, with the baby's thing right there. It's just weird.
So refresh my memory. Why did this Kurt Cobain blow his brains out? What was so horrible about his life at 27 or however old he was?
He was 27 years old. He did have chronic stomach ailments, which caused him to...
You know, when I get a stomach ache, that's what I think about doing, blowing my head off with a shotgun.
He did self-medicate a lot with heroin to make the pain go away. He was not a big fan of the idea that he had made it super big. He was a big star, didn't want to be a big star. I love a lot of Nirvana music, but I just don't understand, why would you pick up a guitar and try and get an album deal if the, you know, result is something that you loathe?
Here, I can better understand the guy blowing his brains out because he didn't make it. But blowing him out because you did make it,
right?
Yeah,
you could have stayed and played in small clubs all your life, but
exactly. You know, Neil Young recently in an interview said that he felt terrible because Kurt Cobain quoted Neil Young in his suicide note by saying, "It's better to burn out than fade away." That was some of Kurt's last words written down on a suicide note. Neil Young had written him a note that he was sending back because he had heard that Kurt was referencing a bunch of Neil Young things and saying, "Oh, I want to be over with life," and he tried to off himself. And they were able to save him, you know, the first time around in the year 1994. Neil Young said, "Look, I was going to reach out and say, look, you're Kurt Cobain. You know, you don't have to do what everybody says. You're the lead guy of one of the biggest groups of all time. Just say no and tell them where to stick it and just go play a small club or never play again. You're in control of your own life," but unfortunately never got through to him. And I still have a really weird theory that Michael Stipe and Courtney Love kind of had something to do with the death. I'm really...
What?
Kurt Cobain...
You heard it here first.
Kurt Cobain and Michael Stipe have both openly admitted in interviews that they were both bisexual. They have also admitted that they were very, very close. Michael Stipe is the godfather of Kurt's daughter, Frances Bean. Around the time of Kurt's death, Michael Stipe was hanging out with him a lot. Right after Kurt's body was discovered, Michael Stipe was right there, right next to Courtney's side. The shotgun, the way he was positioned, the amount of heroin in his system, a lot of experts have said there's no way that he could have pulled the trigger on that kind of a weapon and offed himself the way he did. Also, his ID was strategically placed right next to his body in a way that nobody could have done prior to shooting your...
You're like a combination detective and historian.
Yeah. I think that in a very bizarre bisexual kind of moment, Kurt pled with Michael Stipe, "Look, just do me a favor. I'm doing this. All you got to do is just, you know, pull the trigger." I still think that's how it went down. I'm not a big Yoko conspiracy person with Courtney Love saying that she, you know, often went out. Yeah, Courtney Love's probably responsible for every bad thing.
I think Yoko killed Kurt Cobain.
That is probably where we should go with this.
Give me one of those foil hats.
So there you go. Nirvana, Nevermind, anniversary edition out today. On the DVD end of things, Blu-ray time for Ben-Hur, the 50th anniversary edition of Ben-Hur out in Blu-ray.
Is that the Chaz Bono movie?
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
Ben-Hur.
Wow.
Tina Del Piero.
Wow. I can't take credit. There was a caller who said that.
Ben-Hur.
That was good. All right, so we talked about Footloose. I can't stand the fact the remake's coming out, so I'm going to embrace the first time ever pressing on Blu-ray of the original Footloose with high-definition Kevin Bacon. If you like scary movies, we're right around the corner of Halloween. Mimic is a movie a lot of people forget about. Mimic is a really cool, creepy kind of movie about a, you know, monster that mimics what people look like and all that. It's good stuff.
Wow.
It's called Mimic. It I think it stands the test of time. Definitely worth your time. Definitely worth that little red box action if they decide to throw the Blu-ray release in there. You can also pick up today the second season of the show Hung, a show all about a gigolo, basically, is the best way to put it. You guys ever check that out, Hung?
I watched one episode.
Didn't do it for you.
I love it.
I don't know enough about it yet. I need
live
to watch it.
Live it.
Yeah, sure you do. Yeah.
Other TV shows you might want to pick up. The second season of The Middle is available. How I Met Your Mother, season 6 is out today.
I was a big fan of
today.
That show, David Carradine. Hung. My favorite show was Hung myself.
Season 7 of CSI. That's the original CSI. No other things after that. CSI season 11.
I can't watch it because of that redhead. I've said this before. That David, what's it, Caruso?
No,
I can't watch
CSI
it because
Miami.
Of... Okay, is that what it is?
It's about the glasses.
Whatever that
the
show is he's in, I can't watch. Yeah, all he does is pull his glasses down and look sideways.
He does.
That's it. And he's got that messed up little hair in the front.
And if nobody knows what you're talking about, CSI Miami, starring David Caruso, season 9 is available today. David Caruso, Diamond in the Rough Flick, a movie a lot of people never saw. Samuel L. Jackson, David Caruso, Nicolas Cage. The movie is called Kiss of Death, one of the coolest movies no one has ever seen. Really good stuff. Nicolas Cage, Samuel L. Jackson, David Caruso, Kiss of Death. Also good David Caruso movie, Mad Dog and Glory, starring Bill Murray and Robert De Niro.
Really?
And Bill Murray is a mob boss. De Niro is just some guy who's down on his luck. He falls in love with Uma Thurman, who works for the mob guy, Bill Murray. Robert De Niro's best buddy is David Caruso. De Niro tries to take down the mob guy, played by Bill Murray. It is a really weird movie where you've got two guys, and they just basically flip-flopped what you would assume their roles would be in a film like that. Uma Thurman, before anybody even cared who she was, Bill Murray is a mob guy, and De Niro as just a regular Joe trying to take down a mob guy. Good movie, Mad Dog and Glory, another little diamond in the rough.
David Caruso's real name is Robinson. David Robinson. See what I did there?
Yeah.
30 seconds, Mr. Nicholson.
CSI NY, CSI New York, season 7, starring Gary Sinise. You've also got Law & Order, yes, Law & Order, SVU, season 12, Cleveland Show, season 2, Kendra, season 2, Army Wives, season 5, and last but not least...
Army Wives. There's some good boobage in Army Wives.
Speaking of good boobage, Married with Children, the wife... Man, seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
All right, Married with Children, the entire series out in a box set, 32 DVDs. Every single episode of Married with Children, love it or hate it, you can't deny this is a brilliant price. If you buy this thing today on New Release Tuesday, 32 discs, the entire series run. Amazon's got it for $39.
Oh,
32
wow.
DVDs, the entire series run. If you go to a store, you might have to pay about $50, but just letting you know where you can get it cheap. That does it for me. Talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Right, thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
We're going to have to give Mr. Cleveland a heads up that he may have to go in the Playhouse, I think. Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned Oric Home Care Centers. They're locally owned and operated. They're great stores. Go in there. Please tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate it. Tool Belt Team, it's a handyman service. And who can't use that fairly regularly?
I have a testimonial. My sister Michelle.
And now with a testimonial for the Tool Belt Team, here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. My older sister Michelle said she had the Tool Belt Team over to the house, and they're going to come, I believe, this week to put a playground together. So that's one thing, you know, you don't necessarily think about, but yeah, they're going to do that.
That's a good example. I don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's...
It comes in 6,000 pieces. Yeah.
So they're doing that this week, but the guy already came out. And he's going to put in a toilet as well, a garbage disposal.
Toilet
and
in the playground? The
kids No. This is all separate things.
Wow.
No, not all related to the playground.
Okay.
Toilet, garbage disposal, and a light fixture. And then she said when he came by this last week, he even moved the shipped boxes of the playground into the backyard.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
See, there you go. What's her name?
Michelle.
Michelle, thank you for calling the Tool Belt Team. For all your home repair needs, carpentry, electrical, plumbing, painting, you get the idea. You're like me. You have a few tools. You never touch them. You don't even know why you have some of them. You don't know what to do with them. These people do. Nobody's in training. These are all skilled professionals. The ToolBeltTeam.com, or you can call them at 314-966-1895. The Tool Belt Team.
With your Golden Oakland Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. What's going on, Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, this accident on 141, it's northbound 141 at Gravois Bluff, and they've got northbound shut down. You're having to detour through Gravois Bluff, back onto Highway 30, and then back down to 141. You've got about a half mile to a mile back up northbound 141, a half mile back up to Gregory Lane on southbound 141. Back downtown, eastbound 40, that is slowing just as you approach Union Station. Westbound 40, that is slow from the Science Center through McCausland. You're heavy again, the usual spot, 270 through Mason, then a couple slow pockets from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by ReadingGlasses.com. What the Internet did for buying books now does for reading glasses. ReadingGlasses.com has the largest selection of reading glasses on the planet and free shipping both ways. ReadingGlasses.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by LaCleve Cab, your AM the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
I'm great. Well, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has ended a $420,000 film tax credit for the TV show Jersey Shore. Mm. They say it's the worst thing to happen to the cast of the Jersey Shore since Hurricane Irene knocked out power to their tanning beds.
Mm. That was bad.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger is planning to call his upcoming autobiography Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story. Arnold's using the book to clean up his image, and we know how excited he gets when he sees somebody cleaning up.
Oh, I get it. Housekeeper. Yeah.
And finally,
housekeeper. Adultery humor.
Well, Nancy Grace had a wardrobe malfunction on last night's Dancing with the Stars. In a related story. Sorry. Couldn't even get through it. Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by LaCleve Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. See you.
Here's how disgusting Nancy Grace is. I'm sitting across from the guy who is, he's the breastmaster general, okay, I mean of the United States. This guy lives to see boobs.
Right.
He pulled Nancy Grace up on the screen and turned away. He didn't even want to look at hers.
Yes. I mean, I still had to look, but I was disgusted.
Well, you had to look just to confirm that...